Hello, Joel. How are you today?
Looky, Hannah. I found a frog down at the pool. Look at his eyes blink. Isn't he cute?
Well, I'm not sure the frog is lovable, but I surely would like to have a little boy like you around my house.
For years, Hannah had longed to have a little boy. Her husband tried to comfort her.
Don't cry, Hannah. Why don't you eat? Am I not more to you than 10 sons?
You don't understand. I have prayed for a child for so long, but it seems God has chosen not to bless me.
Hannah didn't know that God was preparing a very special blessing for her. One year, when the family went to the temple for their sacrifice, Hannah prayed and made a promise to the Lord.
O Lord of hosts, if you will but look upon the troubles of your handmaid and remember me, and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be dedicated to you all of his life.
Eli, the priest, watched her praying and weeping. Her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. He accused her of drinking too much wine. But when he realized that she was in earnest prayer for a child, he said,
Go in peace, and may the Lord give you what you have asked for.
And it came to pass that God gave Hannah a son, and she named him Samuel. When he was very young, she took him to Eli.
Eli, do you remember the day I prayed here in the temple for a son? This is Samuel, the boy God gave to me in answer to my prayer. Now I want to give him to the Lord, to serve the Lord as long as he lives.
God gave us his only son, Jesus. Jesus loved us so much he took our punishment for sin and died on the cross for us. To be free from sin, ask Jesus to forgive you and to come into your heart. The Bible says, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. If you have never asked Jesus into your heart, pray with me now. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I believe in you. I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me and make me a child of God. Amen.